next on the 5 o'clock report.
He started taking shots at me.
1 in 4 high school students are not getting 60 minutes of daily physical activity.
I don't know of anyone that doesn't go there.
Christian schools and ministries could lose the right to exercise their convictions.
We cannot have where people are freaking out every time they see a fox.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Family Life News anchor Sarah Harnish. A federal judge in Massachusetts has pushed a decision on whether or not to release the Air National Guardsmen accused of leaking highly classified military documents on Minecraft. Reporter Christopher Cruz was there.
During a 90-minute long hearing today, Jack Texera's lawyers asked a judge to release their client on bail. The judge was openly skeptical and said he would rule on the request later. Prosecutors filed an 18-page memo with the court alleging Texera searched online about mass killings.
He'll stay in jail for now. Prosecutors also say he tried to delete evidence before he was arrested. For nearly 30 years, millions of daytime TV viewers saw and heard this. The chant for the host that ruled over the madhouse that was the Jerry Springer show. Springer has died at the age of 79. Here's Syracuse University pop culture expert Robert Thompson.
For all of the talk that people gave about how sleazy and exploitative and everything it was, Jerry Springer himself would occasionally talk about how it was one of the shows that really gave a population of people who had very little representation on television a chance to talk.
His show ended in 2018 after 27 years on the air. Springer learned that he had cancer just a few months ago. Will he run? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis expected to announce his 2024 presidential bid next month, but not today. Today he's in Israel, where he marveled at what it felt like to walk where Jesus walked.
You can sit there and you can study the Bible in America, and it's great and it's inspiring, but when you actually come here, it comes to life.
DeSantis was in Jerusalem today. Polls show that he is the strongest Republican challenger to the party frontrunner, former President Donald Trump.
I always had a good relationship with him, and then once the midterm election happened, he started taking shots at me.
DeSantis met today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu before wrapping up his globe-trotting trip with a trek to the UK. He's being sued by Disney in his home state of Florida for cracking down on the House of Mouse after it complained about a new parental rights in education law in Florida. House Republicans have set up a showdown with the White House over the debt ceiling. They've passed a bill to freeze spending. Here's House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
We save money by being smart. That COVID money and billions of dollars sitting out there, never spent, just sitting there, we claw that back so the American taxpayer can save the money. By limiting the amount we spend, we curb inflation that makes people stronger.
The House bill reins in a planned IRS expansion effort and eliminates the president's student loan forgiveness program. The president has vowed a veto if it reaches his desk. A second American has been killed in the fighting between rival generals in Sudan. 16,000 U.S. citizens remain trapped there. A 72-hour ceasefire just got extended. Now it's in play through Sunday night. It was supposed to expire tonight. The overall death toll has topped 400. The CDC said today the pandemic may have taken a bigger toll on teenager diets than originally thought. Reporter Sabrina Cupid said many are skipping breakfast and vegetables.
We also found 1 in 4 high school students are not getting the recommended 60 minutes or more of daily physical activity.
That's the CDC's Shannon Michaels. She says fewer high schoolers are now taking part in PE classes or playing on team sports compared to 2019.
Age is all of a sudden an issue in next year's presidential election. Pundits questioning if Joe Biden would be able to finish out a second term if he won at 86 years old. Yesterday, President Biden used a cheat sheet with reporters' names on it at a rare White House news conference. Here's media critic Joe Concha.
This president continues to be the most protected, the most inaccessible president that we have seen in modern times. He has yet to do a solo press conference this entire year.
The press conference was a joint affair with the president of South Korea. Meanwhile, a new group of reporters took over the White House press room today, hitting press secretary Karim Jean-Pierre with some tough questions.
My question is, what is his favorite color?
His favorite color? I actually don't know. Could be blue, could be green, red, white, and blue. Maybe I'll go with that.
President Biden stepped in for a while to answer questions as well. The children were at the White House for Take Your Kid to Work Day. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, Brighton police speak up about the rabid fox that bit six people. Where is its fox family? Geisinger talks to the press after the possible sale of the hospital network and the best place in PA to view next year's blackout solar eclipse. But first, the weather with Kevin Williams. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Increasing cloudiness tonight. Low temperatures mid-30s to the mid-40s. Sun and warmth will be lacking greatly in the days ahead. On Friday, a little bit of sunshine early in central New York. Otherwise, today is cloudy and turns breezy. Rain will arrive Friday morning near Lake Erie. It'll spread east and north, reaching central New York by the end of the day. High temperatures in the 50s. Saturday, cloudy. Any rain diminishes to some showers and drizzle. The high temperature Saturday, mostly in the 50s.
Thank you, Kevin. Checking the stories, making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. A massive hospital network that served millions of patients in the southern and northern tiers for more than 100 years announced Wednesday that its sale is in the works.
They're one of the biggest hospitals around. They do a good job, but I just hope it stays that way.
Patients across both states are concerned their care may change with Geisinger Health Systems no more.
I was kind of stunned to hear about it. I think it's, I hope it all works out for the best. I really do.
The company was sold to a California-based nonprofit, but it's still got to get approved. Tammy Keister of Montrose told WNEP so many people rely on the hospital for medical aid and to make a living.
It's been around forever. I don't know of anyone that doesn't go there. They use the facility. They use the hospital. It saved many lives.
Geisinger officials say the change will not affect the 24,000 staff members or patients' health care.
We don't plan on any changes and can't envision changes. You know, the care that they get from us, they could expect the same. Regardless of insurance company, they'll still come into Geisinger for their care.
But patients are skeptical.
When somebody buys them out, it's that way for a little bit, and then they go and change things.
I've known other businesses that have been sold out, and it's not gone real well.
The transaction still has to go through state and federal regulatory review, but that should be completed in the next few months. It is the case of the rabid fox. Brighton, New York police doing damage control today after the fox attacked half a dozen people last week.
It looked aggressive. It was not acting as normal foxes.
That animal was killed, but neighbors say they're worried the fox may have spread the disease to other wildlife.
I have three children. There's a lot of children in the neighborhood, and that were out that day of the attacks. It's just we're very lucky that none of them got injured.
The fox's family is still at large.
You would assume that if one of them had rabies, it could have infected the others.
Brighton's police chief says they're now working with the State Department of Environmental Conservation to try to capture other foxes.
We don't know if there are other animals infected. I would remind people to be aware of their surroundings.
He did say this is the first attack that he's seen in more than 20 years.
We cannot have that where people are freaking out every time they see a fox. Again, we coexist with wildlife, and it's not just in that neighborhood. There are foxes living in every neighborhood.
But neighbors say there has to be a more proactive way to trap foxes before six people are bitten.
If this were to happen again, what's the procedure? What's the protocol? What's the escalations that can happen?
I would hope that there would be a more active notification system available for incidents like this.
Police have set up traps around the neighborhood, and they say you can help by not feeding wild animals and calling 911 if you see aggressive wildlife. A bill to protect renters against lead-based paint has advanced in the New York State Assembly. Family Life's Greg Gillespie explains.
Sarah, this bill would remove the exclusion for coverage of losses or damages caused by exposure to lead paint in rental units. In the words of Carl Hastie, the Assembly Speaker, it's no secret that lead-based paint is dangerous, especially to children. 7,000 New York kids each year are diagnosed with elevated levels of lead in their blood. The bill has yet to pass the Senate, but with a Democratic majority, it seems likely to make it to the governor's desk. Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
The Pennsylvania House will vote next week on legislation to expand the definition of the state's anti-discrimination law.
The significance of this are numerous in terms of religious liberty concerns, privacy concerns, et cetera. Notable about this bill is when it was introduced, it did include some limited religious freedom protection language in it. But on Monday, the Democrats on the committee voted to take that language out, making it even more dangerous.
Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute explains what would happen if this legislation were to pass.
Christian schools and ministries could lose the right to exercise their convictions about human sexuality and employment and who they hire. Creative professionals could be forced to engage in messages that violate their conscience. Medical doctors, for example, could be forced to prescribe hormones or perform sex reassignment surgeries. Women's shelters could be forced to admit biological men who identify as women. So that's why we are encouraging people to take action on House Bill 300.
That vote on that bill is set for Monday, May 1st in Harrisburg. Also in Pennsylvania, Democrats are advancing gun control legislation. A series of bills could be voted on next week aimed at reducing gun violence, trafficking, suicides, and accidents related to firearms. The measures are not expected to win approval in the Republican-controlled Senate. And forecasters are eyeing Erie, Pennsylvania as a great place to view next year's solar eclipse of the sun. Family Life's Brian Query has a preview.
The solar eclipse on April 8th, 2024, will be visible all over the state, but Erie's view should be exceptional, unless it's cloudy. And even though there's a chance that might happen, nearly 250,000 visitors are expected to flock to Erie County. Places to stay are already hard to come by and climbing in price. Rooms at one normally budget-friendly chain have been seen going for more than $500 a night, and hotels as far as 40 miles away have shown at times to be close to $1,000 a night. Brian Query, Family Life News.
It is time next for tonight's Market Report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks trading sharply higher from the continued strong tech earnings today from Meta and additionally from Microsoft and Alphabet. After the bell, Amazon and Intel will release their highly anticipated earnings reports. U.S. GDP data showing the U.S. economy grew at a 1.1% annual rate in the first quarter, which was lower than expectations. All 11 sectors within the S&P 500 today were positive, led by a large jump in communication services, followed by gains in consumer discretionary and real estate. The Dow today up 525 points, the Nasdaq gaining 289, and the S&P 500 climbing 79. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
If you're younger than 50, don't be surprised if you have to wait longer and pay more for Social Security. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. Since 2010, Social Security has paid out more in benefits than it's taken in taxes. Other revenues have closed the gap, but within a decade, the system will be technically insolvent. So now members of Congress are talking about raising the full retirement age to 70 from the current 66 to 67. Also being discussed, increasing the Social Security tax workers pay. You'll be hearing more about these proposals and others in the months and years ahead. The math of Social Security demands changes, but at this point, we don't know how they'll affect your long-term financial situation. Stay tuned. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, Punxsutawney Phil has his first true competitor. Move over, Phil. Let's get the weather forecast from Kevin Williams first. This is Family Life News.
I certainly hope you enjoy those sun-soaked skies today, because the sun will not be something we'll be seeing much of in the days to come. In the meantime, it'll be a nice evening, a cool night. Clouds increase a bit, but lots of starlight. Low temps, mid-30s to mid-40s. For tomorrow, a little bit of sunshine early, especially in central New York. But it ends up cloudy and breezy. Rain arrives first thing in the morning near Lake Erie, reaches central New York by the end of the day. High temperatures, mostly 50s. The rain will continue into Friday night. Saturday, cloudy. The rain tapers to a couple of showers or some drizzle. High temperatures Saturday, 50s. And rain returns in abundance later on Sunday and Sunday night.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally, at 5, the most famous groundhog in Pennsylvania has a hard task, predicting the start of spring 6 weeks before it happens. But now, 3 months after Punxsutawney Phil did it, a Nevada turtle has finally gotten around to forecasting spring. You maybe have never heard of Mojave Max, but reporter Bree Tennis has. Mojave Max is a desert tortoise who lives in Las Vegas, and he can predict the weather, a lot like Punxsutawney Phil. Max lives in the Springs Preserve, and according to Max, it's time for spring. Desert turtles take a winter hibernation called brumation, and when they awake, winter is supposed to be over. He emerged this past Monday, the earliest he's ever done it. So according to Max, spring is on.
And that is the world that we live in for Thursday, the 27th of April. I'm Sarah Harnish, and this is Family Life News.